Warning, you are about to listen to the greatest radio show ever. And due to contractual obligations and to shield our airwaves and corporate licensees from any semblance of liability, responsibility, and gullibility, we must tell you the views represented on this show are not necessarily those of this station or its management. This radio show contains differing points of view on current political topics, and due to the nature of its contents, it should be heard by everyone. Thank you for listening. 3, 2, 1. Now live from the Devil Radio Studios in Madison, Wisconsin, where the political party is just beginning. Welcome to the Devil's Advocate Show. Friends proving it's never personal, only politics.
Please allow me to introduce myself.
Here is your host, Mike Crute.
Welcome to the Devil's Advocate Radio Show, the happier happy hour, the Friday Eve edition. We got a fine guest right from the top, Dom. He is podcaster, pundit, our friend, Bill Press, fresh off of, what, a European sabbatical, Bill. Welcome back, man.
Hey, Bill.
Hey, you guys. Good to join. I thought this was Thursday.
It is Thursday.
Not Friday.
It makes it Friday Eve, Bill. Don't mean to confuse you or the audience.
I just want to be sure here. Right?
It's not like we're looking past this fine interview we anticipate doing, but we are looking forward to the weekend, Bill. So, been missing you, Bill. There's been a few happenings, including the sexual battery and defamation against the former president. Now, he was on CNN last night acting like he has impunity. He was effectively defaming E. Jean Carroll once again, Bill. Was there any glee, anything you felt with the verdict?
Yeah. I want to use a word that nobody else will use. The jury found him guilty, all right? Now, I know the legal term is liable. But look, they had a choice. You either did it or you didn't do it. Talking about they decided not to go rape, right? For whatever reason, I question that. But they did say, when it comes to sexual assault, the question, did he do it or did he not do it? They said, yes, he did it. He is guilty of sexually assaulting E. Jean Carroll and defaming her. That is huge. I mean, among other things, certainly the first former president ever to be charged with, and a jury finding him guilty of sexual assault, fined $5 million. So is there any regret, any remorse on Donald Trump's part? Hell no. Today he said he's going to appeal that verdict based on what, right? I mean, he didn't even put on a defense in the trial. He refused to testify himself. He could have. He refused. His attorneys actually, I think, wouldn't let him because they knew after the deposition he gave that Donald Trump in front of that jury would just destroy himself. So I don't know on what grounds he can possibly appeal. But then last night in the town hall, and let's get to the town hall in a little bit too, because it was such a disgrace for CNN to give him that much time. I am ashamed of my former network for bowing down and legitimizing Donald Trump. But when that subject came up, again, any remorse, any regret, any apology, which you never expect from Donald Trump? Hell no. He just went on and defamed her further, made fun of her. I mean, what kind of a woman would invite a man she just met at the front door up to a dressing room, right? What kind of woman would do that? And then he called her a whack job. And here's the worst part. The audience cheered and laughed the whole time he was making jokes about sexually assaulting a woman and admitting again that to grab women by their private parts is something that stars have always done and stars like him can get away with. And again, that brain dead audience of Trumpers from New Hampshire applauded and cheered. You know, I saw somebody today say that it's too bad Caitlin Collins didn't say, whoa, wait a minute, time out. Mr. President, you just sit down for just a minute and walk up to a member of the audience and say, do you have a daughter? You really think it's funny for a man to brag about grabbing women by their private parts? A man accused of sexual assault by a jury, found guilty of it, that you would laugh and cheer him? It's too bad that she didn't do that, but look, I don't blame her. I don't blame her at all. I blame CNN for doing the whole the damn town hall in the first place.
So Before we talk more about the town hall, let me point out it was not a criminal conviction, and I don't say that with any glee.
No.
And he is clearly not Jason. And $5 million in the whole scheme of things relative to even the Trump University folly and the payoff there and the Trump org payoff. I mean, this is really a modest sum relative to what Trump's had to pay in other suits. So I guess I would just say, Bill, from his point of view, this was a small price to pay. This was not a chastening for Donald Trump.
But I would disagree. First of all, $5 million for Donald Trump is chump change, not even chump change, right? So don't look at it the monetary point of view. To be found when a jury rules against Donald Trump, there have been over 25 women who accused him of sexual assault, right? He cannot dismiss it anymore. His supporters can't dismiss it and say there is nothing to it. This is a different, we've now been in a court of law, and a jury of his peers said he assaulted her and he defamed her. That is a big deal. No matter how much he tries to dismiss it, there's nothing to it. He never met her. Yeah, he met her. I thought the most telling moment in the trial was when he looked at a photograph and said, oh yeah, that's my wife, Marla. After saying she's not my type, then he confused her with his wife. I mean, guilty of sin, and found guilty of sin by this jury.
Folks, you're listening to the Devil's Advocates radio show. That's Bill Press. He's a podcaster. He's a pundit. He's a prognosticator. Most importantly, a pal of the Devil's Advocates. You find him on Twitter at Bill Press Pod. One note about that picture. That wasn't his current wife at the time, if I recall. That was, you know, Marla was not the wife of the moment. That was the ex, you know, so the way he even approached and identified her as his wife was a little creepy. The CNN and journalism, I guess that's my concern here, Bill. I mean, you've been around a long time, man. You've talked to a lot of people, done lots of interviews. I don't know that, and I'm... I didn't go to J school. Let's put it that way, Bill. I don't know that a traditional quote unquote town hall with a traditional journalist in a traditional format is going to be appropriate for a chaos agent, the likes of Donald Trump. Bill, I mean, do we as journalists, do those who conduct interviews got to change our tact, our strategy, the way we conduct interviews when you have someone like the narcissist, lying, you know, guy like Donald Trump? How do you rein him in? How do you hold him account? How do you interview a guy like Donald Trump, Bill?
Well, I'll tell you one thing you do not do. You don't give him an hour plus time, prime time, basically unchallenged. Now, again, I think Caitlin Collins was terrific. She was awesome. She interrupted him on every lie. She corrected him. But the format was such that, and he's a propagandist, man. He is good at this crap. He just rolls right by her. He dismisses her, makes fun of her, gestures that she doesn't know what she's talking about, called her a nasty person, again, to which the audience, of course, cheered, and then rolled right over her and kept repeating the same lies. So they gave Donald Trump a forum to repeat on CNN, every lie that he's told on Fox News. And for some people, they were hearing those lies for the first time. You know, those of us who cover. So, you know, Shirish Date, who covers the White House for the Huffington Post, said this week that journalists cannot write about Donald Trump, talk about Donald Trump, interview without Donald Trump, without at the same time saying, this is a man who tried to overthrow the United States government. This is the enemy of... that he actually sent an armed mob to attack the United States Capitol. So you can't just treat him like any other candidate. You know, CNN's defense for holding this town hall was, well, he's a unique candidate. Yeah, he's a unique candidate. He's the only one who's ever been accused of rape. I mean, I remember the day, if you were not convicted or found guilty, if you were accused of rape and you were a candidate for dog catcher, you'd have to drop out, Republican or Democrat. Nobody would take that. Here's Donald Trump now, not rape, but a sexual assault, and CNN gives him a town hall. You know, the whole thing. Number one, they should not have given him that town hall. If they do something for each candidate, I think they have to have a forum where you can stop the clock and say, whoa, that's wrong. You can't go forward with that lie. You got to straighten that out right away. The facts are this. And stop the clock and make sure everybody understands what the facts are. You could not do that with that forum last night.
But so Bill,
that's number one. No, let me. I can make my second.
Sorry, go ahead. Quick.
I'm sorry. It's your show. But I'm on my soapbox.
Go ahead, man.
Number two, who the hell chose that audience? CNN told us ahead of time this was going to be just a republic for the Republican primary, so only Republicans are going to be in the audience. I get that. That makes sense. Republican primary, Republican voters. But they said this was going to be a sample of representative Republican voters of New Hampshire. No, it was not. They were 400 MAGA Republicans. They were 400 Trump supporters. It was like a Trump rally. I want to know who chose that audience. What was it? I think the Trump campaign chose that audience. And who screened the questions? In the entire hour, there was not one critical question, not one. The whole thing was a, you know, the word I want to use starts with an S show. I'll call it a clown show to be polite, but I prefer it was more the S show. You know what I mean?
I do, Bill. In this case, I do. Bill Press, our good friend. And I can tell you why CNN did it. 3.1 million overnight viewers. I mean, that's like Tucker-like numbers. Maybe Tucker will run for the president. We should talk about that when we come back, Bill.
By the way, quick point. Yeah, Tucker got that number every night. Now CNN's bragging about it because they got it once in a lifetime. Big deal. BFD.
There could be more than that listening to us right now, Bill. Come back. More Devil's Advocates. Millions. We're worldwide on the Civic Media app you're listening right now. Or with Bill Press.
But in a good way.
Oh.
This is Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX, the truth you can't ignore.
The Devil's Advocates, the fix for political junkies everywhere.
Thank you for listening to the Devil's Advocates radio show. Be sure to check us out on the socials on Twitter at Devil Radio, on Facebook at the Devil's Advocates Radio. If you want to check out some podcasts or interviews, go to the civicmedia.us website. You can click on the shows tab and download everything you want.
Dom, we got a fine guest. You and he partied in Rome. I understand you guys were skinny dipping in the fountains together. At least that's what I was claiming to the audience. Anyone have any stories of partying with the other in Rome?
Well, there we were at Tre Scalini, right? Is that the restaurant?
I think so, yeah.
On Piazza Navona, and it was a fine night in Rome, and there was lots of pasta eaten and lots of wine consumed. And Crute, we missed you. That's all I can say. But I'm
glad. What was the local drink we were having, Bill, with the gin?
The Negroni.
Yes, the Negroni.
Negroni is the Italian national cocktail. It is one of my favorites. So it's one-third gin, easy to make. One-third gin, equal parts. One-third gin, one-third Campari, and one-third sweet red vermouth. And a little slice of orange you put around the side of the glass.
Oh, yeah, so good. So good.
Do the Italians have a liberal policy on, let's just say, recreational cannabis?
By the way, there were pot shops all over Rome. I was really, and then in Bologna, when I went to Bologna after Rome, I was surprised. But I was told by an Italian friend that it's not the, there's no, what's the
CBD. It's all CBD,
it's
right?
It's like near beer.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, right.
Hey, let me ask.
Stuff to get you high, right?
I learned, Bill, but I do have to say this one. So Steph and I went down to the Piazza. We, you know, hooked up with Bill. I knew he was going to be there. So we, you know, but who, what are the chances? Literally, we're like a few blocks away from each other when we had text. I mean, Rome's a big city, right? So we go, we hang out, had a good time. And Bill's, you know, giving us some suggestions on where to go. He's like, listen, you got to go check out, you know, the ruins of Pompeii, but there's also the museum and go to the back room. Bill, what was the room all about? Come on, man. So there's a lot of let's just call it porn, for the lack of a better term, or but it's art, right?
It is in the great architectural museum in Naples, which is one of the greatest museums in the world. They've got all the mosaics and frescoes and everything from Pompeii and Herculaneum, but particularly Pompeii, in that museum. So if you go to Pompeii, you just see bare walls, right? You got to see the art. And to see the art, you have to go in to that museum in Naples. And you have to go to the special secret room, which is only open 3 hours a day. And that's where all the pornography is. And those mosaics, crude, you got to see them. Man, we can learn a lot from those Romans.
Yes.
And tell them Marjorie Taylor Greene sent you. Bill, let me add.
I was so proud. There we are at the Piazza Navona. We're having a Negroni. We're talking. I said, this is where you got to go. So Dom and Steph, the next morning, they take the train to Naples. They went right to that museum. They went right to the secret room, and they sent me some photos back.
I love the way you think, Bill.
Bill, what about Tucker Carlson? You must know Tucker. What's next for the man? I think that if he threw his hat in to the presidential race, man, that would blow things up, Bill. What do you think?
I think Donald Trump might ask him to be his running mate.
Ooh.
How about that?
That would also blow things up, would it not?
That would also blow things up. Yeah, look, I did a Crossfire with Tucker. I had Tucker and I had our own show on CNN called The Spin Room for a couple of years. So they fired us both. Let me just say this, that and Tucker and I were really, really close friends at the time. The Tucker Carlson that I've seen on Fox News for the last few years is not the same Tucker Carlson that I used to hang out with and have lunch with and do shows with on CNN. So,
do you think he evolved, or do you think he got paid and, you know, he evolved to continue getting paid? Evolved in a bad fashion against his own character?
I don't know. I say it's not the same in terms of issues, not the same in terms of approach to politics. But I got to tell you this. Look, he's a young guy, and we haven't seen the last of Tucker Carlson. He's going to come. Look, he got fired from CNN. He went to MSNBC. He got fired from MSNBC. He went to Fox. He's fired from Fox. Tucker's going to rebound. He'll show up somewhere else. He might run for office himself, or he might be picked by somebody else to run with.
Bill Press, your comments on Congressman George Santos being criminally indicted and using the platform to reinforce that he's also running for re-election.
Yeah, I'm really worried because, you know, I don't know how he keeps up his schedule playing for the Knicks, you know, while he's while he's fighting these charges, you know, it might interfere with his playtime schedule. Look, you know, it's a disgrace. This guy's a joke. He's a clown. And the fact is, any other time, he'd be expelled from Congress in a flash. I mean, they would just say, we don't want anything to do with this pathological liar. I mean, he's the joke of this country, but they can't get rid of him. Kevin McCarthy won't get rid of him because their margin is so slim. He needs every vote, even the vote of a jerk like George Santos.
Last question from me, at least, Bill. Any advice for a couple of radio dogs like Dom and I on how to handle Donald Trump going forward? How to not repeat the mistakes others made in the earlier cycles?
Well, you have to cover the guy. He's a former president. He's now the front runner for the Republican nomination. You can't ignore him. But again, I think I go back to what Sharish Stadi said. You've got to point out all the time, this is a guy that tried to overthrow this country. This is the enemy of our democracy. Plus, he's a pathological liar. He's a serial sexual adulterer. You know, he's an egomaniac. He's a disgusting, worthless human being. Now, if you say that about him every time you talk about him, then I think you're being fair and you're telling the truth.
I think we at least share the tone, if not the exact verbiage. Bill Press, we like you, though, man. Hope to see you in Rome someday soon, brother. Welcome back. Can't wait to have you back on the show, Bill.
There are fountains we haven't skinny dipped in yet. So
I doubt that somehow. Come back. The Happier Happy Hour continues. 844-96-PARTY.
That's the way it is, man. We love football. Fans love us.
Weekdays 4 to 6 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
The Devil's Advocates, because freedom.
Welcome back to the Devil's Advocates radio show, the Thursday Happier Happy Hour. Always happy when we catch up with Bill Press, podcaster, pundit, friend of the Devil's Advocates, skinny dipping partner at Dom's. Great seeing Bill. Don't be a stranger, Bill. Come around more often. And you can all join us on the phones right now. Don't be a stranger. 844-967-2789. React to the day's headlines. Catch up a bit. Nick from Madison, you're first. Welcome. What do you got for us?
Hey, Nick. What's happening?
Hey, guys. Hey, good to talk to you again. You guys know me. You know I'm not a Trump supporter at all. Even though I'm a conservative now. But I don't have CNN, so I couldn't see it live. But I did watch the highlights today, or lowlights, should I say.
Right.
And, wow, I just cannot believe we got to this point where it's between Trump and Biden right now. That's what it looks like. I mean, and things can change in a year, but I can't believe we're at that point.
Nick, I'm just throwing it out there. What if Tucker Carlson runs? Would he get your vote?
Nope. He's a liar. He's an enemy.
Where do you land right now, Nick? I mean, if it is Donald Trump and Joe Biden, where do you cast your vote?
I'm not casting a vote for president. I will vote down for him. You have to earn my vote. It's not the binary choice that everyone says. I mean, what I want Republicans to do is realize that electing someone as stupid as this is a really bad idea, and don't do it anymore.
You're starting to sound like Dominic now, Nick.
Okay, Nick, let me ask you this. If you're going to go vote down ticket for other Republicans who also support the same and behave in similar manners, perhaps not as egregious, perhaps not convicted or found liable of sexual battery, but same philosophical leanings. I mean, how do you justify that? They still support. If you're going to vote for someone who still supports Donald Trump, are you really evading the problem?
Not really, because, Dominic, you know me, I'm a conservative, okay? So I will vote down ticket for people that I think have conservative, you know, values. They might be pieces of crap, too, just like Trump. I don't know. But I know for a fact that Donald Trump is a piece of crap. So I can't in good conscience, you know, fill in that box. I can't do it. Does that make sense?
It is very hard to argue with that logic, Nick.
Yeah, man, I get it. I get it, man. Thanks for the call, Nick. Thanks for being forthright on your thoughts in those regards.
Trump is
piece of crap, as Nick
perhaps,
said.
Perhaps. Some people say. 844-967-2789. There's a stranger coming out with the sunny summer weather. Andy from Beaver Dam, how you been, fella?
Hey, Andy, what's going on?
I tell you, I love Bill Press. I wish you could get him finance a trip to Hawk's Bar with him or something, but we got so much catching up to do. I moved between Johnny's Lounge and Quick Trip over the winter, and I've been kind of laying low, but I'm with Bill all the way. I think everything he said, I watched that stupid Trump interview or town hall, and totally ridiculous.
Did he earn your vote last night, Andy?
Oh, God. If there's any reason to vote for Biden, it would be him. I mean, Biden or Joe, you know, whatever. But, you know, I mean, stay the course. We don't need that narcissist. We've talked to him till we're blue in the face. And we've dealt with him since, what, 2015, 16? He's the same old jive, only, there's nothing different, you know. And like all that, a whole cotton picking audience in Manchester. I mean, man, oh man, you know, what's funny about that guy? I don't know. I mean, but, you know, he's the flamboyant entertainer, and he can say whatever he wants without any repercussions or whatever. And, you know, Charlie, what's his name from Milwaukee originally? You know, he even says this guy is crazy. You know, I just don't know. But incidentally, Crudy, I caught that article from February with you and Sage in the Cap Times, and it's miraculous where you guys have come with civic media in the last 6 months to a year. You're really
well. Thank you, Andy. Thanks for the kind words, but it took you from February to almost June to notice.
Hey, he's been busy. He's been busy. Thanks for catching up, Andy.
All right, you guys. I'll talk to you later. Thanks.
All right, man.
If Dom would lighten up, Andy, I would declare it a summer of love, and we would start throwing some parties like we used to do. Hell, we even went to a Trump bar in Beaver Dam just to party with guys like Andy. Johnny's on the lake, right? 844-967-2789. We do weddings and bar mitzvahs. If you cover the bar tab, it gets kind of pricey. Drew from Lake Mills, how you doing?
Hey, Drew.
Hey, guys. Hey, here. So, Crudy, here's what we need to do. I think that we need to pump Dom full of tequila and then make sure that we take him directly over to the Dan Canoto listening session that's going to be held sometime in his district, and then just sell tickets for it, because it's going to be fireworks. It's going to be great.
Well, first and foremost, Drew, Dom plies himself with tequila.
Okay.
And second, and he doesn't have to be drunk to be ranty. You hear him every day on the radio. He starts sober.
I know, but just think about it after three or four drinks.
Sober-ish, Drew. I mean, come on, man. Do you share? Now, I know at Lake Mills, I imagine, as a state senator, he does not represent you, Drew, but this is a guy.
Who is it? Is it Steve Nass?
I have Fitzgerald over here.
You can't better. Have Fitzgerald. In the state Senate. Do you know who your state senator is, Drew?
Barbara Dietrich.
Okay. Well, yeah. That's modestly better than still having Fitzgerald, but he's your congressman, right?
Yes, he's my congressman, yeah.
That's a win-win, Drew, question mark?
At some point I'm probably going to put the paperwork in the run, but I'm not sure at what point, because I can't stand either of them.
Well, not during the summer months, because summer is not the political time of year.
Yeah, right?
Thanks for the call, Drew. Yes, absolutely run. Everybody run, because if you don't, you get people like Dan Canoto and Fitzgerald in Congress. Come on, people. 844-967-2789.
I'm still waiting for a Republican to declare their candidacy against the unbeatable Tammy Baldwin. Who's going to be the sacrificial lamb? I hope there's several, Dom. Go out there and crash their political careers on the rocks. That is the unbeatable Tammy Baldwin machine.
Oh, see, listen, he talking like that? Unbeatable? So this is the same guy who says Trump could win or Trump can't win?
Well, Trump has won. So they're theoretically, at least mathematically, Trump
could he win again?
Could he win again? I don't know how, but you never know, man. Life's crazy.
So, I mean, Tammy is not unbeatable, right?
No, that is the truth. She is unbeatable in this state. Of all the possible aspirants to her job, They beat Tammy Baldwin, what, Toxic Tom Tiffany? Who are you kidding, man?
Gallagher? I don't know.
Gallagher has shown no interest. And in fact, my understanding, Mark Pocan, I believe, said when questioned, Gallagher talks he's staying in the house.
Hmm. 844? No.
I can tell you this. Aaliyah Vukmir could run against Tammy Baldwin 3,972 times, lose every time. Your girl, Aaliyah.
A presidential election in a swing state? I'd take nothing for granted, Crudy, although Tammy Baldwin certainly has.
Here in Wisconsin, I hope Joe Biden gets on Tammy's coattails.
844-967-2789. Mark from the SAC, you're up. Welcome. Happy Friday Eve. Mark, what do you got for us?
Hey, Mark.
Happy Friday Eve, guys. Yeah. And I'd maintain for Nick, I'd maintain that actually following the Constitution is a conservative position. Whereas currently the Republican Party,
well, they like to be picky and choosy in their adherence to the Constitution. They like, you know, like the Three-Fifths Amendment and some of the old school parts, you know?
Yeah, originalism, Mark.
But they took an oath to the Constitution as amended. The Constitution provided for amendments to the Constitution because the men back there, and they're only men, they recognize that they're imperfect, and it was an imperfect document. So they provided for amendments to the Constitution, and nowhere in the Constitution just says, well, we can rewrite this whole thing. I mean, there's warnings against that. Hamilton exclusively warned against that, saying that he was afraid of it, and he knew attempts to rewrite the whole thing. So, I mean, unless you adhere to the Constitution as now amended, that and the improvements could be made to it, but I mean that you're betraying your oath to the Constitution, and that... that Dan Knodel and the rest of his insurrectionist buddies, that they're election deniers, are in clear violation of the 14th Amendment, which guarantees the people who we the people select the electors, not elected officials. So I mean that unless you can recognize that, you have no business being in office.
Mark, he just got caught up in all the hype because of people they trusted and respected as a sitting legislator in the state of Wisconsin. He was convinced by everyone around him who told him that there was election fraud and Trump really won.
Has he been listening to too much Dan O'Donnell and Vicky McKenna or what? I know a guy who has. 844-967 2789 against my better judgment. CJ, fresh off of watching the Trump town hall on CNN. How you doing, CJ?
Hey, CJ, how'd Trump do last night?
Yeah, that's what I thought. I laughed at it too, man. How did Trump do last night?
You know, that part of him I didn't miss. But I tell you what, we're watching the success of the two-year plan to deal with immigration, starting, after 6.2 million already, and here they come.
But what's the solution, CJ? Is it to force people to live in Mexico under a COVID, mandate? Which obviously we've rolled back the national emergency. We're no longer pointing at COVID. So what would be your solution? I know you don't like the current president. I know you think everything he does is wrong. Well, this was a Trump policy that's going to end. It was a cruel policy, I think, CJ. But what do you recommend we replace it with? Give me a solution for a change.
Well, we're spending $3 million per day not to build the wall. I would build the wall and have legal...
Trump said last night he built the wall. He said the wall's built.
Biden on day one stopped the wall.
Correct. So Trump didn't finish the wall? Did Mexico pay for it?
You know what, Crudy? Here's the fact that this president is in control right now. He said he had a two-year plan. We're watching. Run these numbers by the Congressional Budget Office. It costs our hospitals, schools, food stamps, and everything $10,000 per immigrant.
I would believe that, CJ. I'm not even...
6.2 million so far.
You know how many immigrants we need just to fill the
surge.
I don't disagree with your math, CJ. Here's what I would say. We need the labor force. The city of Madison, Wisconsin has the second lowest unemployment rate in the nation. The state of Wisconsin's at historic unemployment rates and record participation rates, I believe. Where are you squeezing more labor out of, CJ? I get
the
that
kids,
you don't want
course.
The immigrants.
The children. No, the
well,
children.
Well, the 14-year-old bartenders. I know that that's been proposed by Wisconsin Republicans. But I would suggest we could probably find a solution, CJ, because the people are coming here for the work. And we need the labor. And we need more citizens. If we don't grow as a country exponentially, mathematically, like a corporation, if you're not growing, you're atrophying and you're dying. So I don't know why you're so ruthless, and let's let some immigrants in and fill some job openings. More Devils. We'll be right back.
Justain.org. Justain.org.
Your hometown radio, refreshed, keeping you informed, entertained, and connected on the Civic Media Network, civicmedia.us.
Here's your Mad Radio forecast. Overcast skies tonight with a low of 59. Winds out of the southeast, 5 to 10 miles an hour. Cloudy skies tomorrow, scattered rain showers likely, highs around 71. Chance for scattered rain showers tomorrow night, lows level off around 57. Overcast. Chance for scattered rain showers Saturday. Chance for scattered thunderstorms on Sunday. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Derek Hite. Currently, it's 81 degrees.
In Madison, we love our sports, our food.
What are we going to deep fry next?
And our politics. We got you covered on that. Mad Radio, 92.7 WMDX.
Your Republican Party, CJ, is costing the state $1.6 billion by not expanding Badger Care. In other words, they could provide health care to so many more people in the state at a lower cost, but they would rather have people without care costing the taxpayers more money. What kind of sense does that make?
Well, Michael, you well know that half the farm labor in the state of Wisconsin, probably numerically half or more of the farm labor, is done by Latinos, many of whom don't have a legal immigration status to be here. I mean, where's your milk coming from, CJ? Where's your cheese coming from? They'd shut down the dairy industry, yet somehow these people live amongst us, most of them honoring the laws, many of them living in the shadows, afraid to cross their boss or demand wages that they're often screwed out of. I mean, I don't know why we don't ever come up with a solution. Like, they always complain about the immigrants, but they never come up with even a green card system or a wait in line system. It's always do it like my parents did it. You mean when there weren't caps on the number of immigrants coming in the country? Yeah, let's do it like that.
Well, it's easy. Stop calling yourself a Christian and start acting like a human being. Imagine what it would be like if we were in the same place and we're trying to run from terror in our country to try and find a place of freedom, and then all of a sudden you hit the U.S. border. You know,
someone beyond me, but somebody told them the inn was full in Bethlehem that day, Pizza Box. That's what Republicans right? are effectively saying, is this country is full. We don't want your kind here. But man, where are we going to get the labor from?
The children.
The children are our future, at least from a labor perspective. Because what, we hate immigrants? I don't understand this. It's perplexing to me. It's wrecking my summer.
Oh, we can't have that. 844-967-2789. Stephen from Green Bay, Wisconsin. Welcome, Stephen. What do you got for us?
Hey, man.
Hey, guys. It's been a while since I've graced you with my presence, so I decided to call in and do so.
All right. Well, we appreciate that. What do you got?
So this is what I got to say. I got in my car just soon enough to hear CJ spout off about borders and immigrants, which is really confuses me anytime a Republican starts talking about immigrants, because I just like to remind them that they live in a country that's full of immigrants. This country is.
Yeah, but they're already here everyone and they want to slam the door behind them, Stephen. Their family already made it.
Well, it's easy to do that. I will tell you this. I actually personally know about the immigrant thing because my brother-in-law is a dreamer, and he works hard. He pays taxes just like everyone else, but he doesn't get all the benefits that everyone else does. So they are attributing to society just as much as any American is, and they're not getting to reap all the benefits of being an American. So I just think it's foolish to call in. And, you know, the amount of tax money we would lose that were taken from these people, if they just all said, screw you, and left, it would be astronomical. So,
yeah, it's a great point, Stephen. You know, those folks that are here, that are working, you know, contribute to a system that they're not eligible to receive on the tail end. And that is a big influx of money. And, of course, Curtis, you mentioned, and thanks for the call, Stephen, you know, hiding, being in the shadows and not necessarily perhaps standing up for yourself or pushing back against a working condition or lack of wages or whatever the case is because of the status. And also all the job creators, as we hear the Republicans constantly refer to them as the job creators. Well, you know, a lot of the immigrant labor that is not documented, they would not be employed if not for those, quote unquote, job creators. We're talking about, you know, here in the state of Wisconsin, lots of immigrant labor, lots of undocumented immigrant labor working on the farms. Well, I'm willing to bet most of those, or at least a good chunk of those, are not, you know, progressive leaning employers or conservatives, because they're working on the farm. They're listening to the AM talk radio, whitey righty radio on the tractor when they're in the fields. But they're fine to go around the system and employ some undocumented immigrants to work in their yards, work in their fields, work on their farm, contributing to the problem. We would not have immigrant labor in this country were there not a market for immigrant labor.
844-967-2789. Listing on AM 950, the progressive voice of Minnesota. I always want to say Minneapolis. It says RJ, but I think it's AJ. Welcome. What do you got for us?
No. RJ, you're right. It's RJ. Hey, look. I'm listening to your show here. I listen to it all the time. You've got a great show.
Thank you.
Let me say, I'm a Democrat, but I don't like this policy that Biden has. And you're asking for a solution to the problem. Why don't we just issue a work permit to these people so they can come legally? We can verify who's in the country. We won't have to support the whole family, a family with 5, 6, 7 children. We've got to take care of them at the hospital, at the school. And, I mean, that would solve the problem right there. We are basically finding these people show up at our door. We are held responsible if we don't take care of them. God forbid somebody gets sick. And the government is not doing this. So this idea of taking them, leave, letting them come into the country, and then just assimilate, it's not good. Look, I'm also immigration. I'm an immigrant. I came here legally. The fact that they're gaming the system. And we got to stop this.
What does gaming the system mean to you, RJ? I'm unfamiliar. I've not been an immigrant. What is the gaming the system part?
Yeah, they're pretending to come here for persecuted. It is an economic issue. It is an economic issue, no doubt about that. We all want a better living, but we can't be the breadbasket of the world. I mean, we are helping all these countries. Let these governments take care of their people. We are running our country. We got checks and balances. People are being very responsible here. And the fact that your government is going to be hostile or military junta, whatever it is, you take care of that. Let us. We can have open door policy for people to come here. Then another factor is that these kids come here, they can't speak a word of English. Our school system is taxed to the max. Our teachers, they can't even take care of the ordinary American children born and raised in this country. So the Biden administration needs to fix this, the Republicans as well. I mean, what more can I say? I think I made my point here, but give them a permit to come and work. We'll get all the labor problems solved.
RJ, thank you for making that point. I think the Biden administration, I mean, Title 42 ends tomorrow, and it's gone through all the legal challenges, so it's going to end tomorrow, and the Biden administration better take this head on, because there are plenty of people that are affected by immigration, especially in the border cities and on the border states, and Arizona's one of them, and that's a big old swing state. You want it flipping back to red? ignore the border issue. And there is an issue. You know, I didn't call it a crisis.
Where's the solution in Congress? You know what I'm saying? I mean, the president can only do so much. Certainly he could lead. Right, because if you had a solution, then you wouldn't have the issue. Right? I mean, how many years we've been talking about this?
He can allocate more resources to the border, and we'll have to talk more tomorrow. Stick around. Raised in the Wisco with Joel Clayfish at 7. Keep it locked to Civic Media, Native Roots Radio. I'm Awake with Robert Pilot starts right about now.